Hey girl, welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast, where we focus on creating healthy and sustainable habits while living a life we freaking love. My name's Emily, and I'm a certified nutrition coach obsessed with giving you simple tools to help you ditch restriction and find your confidence again. This podcast is all about real talk, linking arms through the struggles, and having fun along the way. So mama, let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast. This is Emily, your host. I'm so freaking happy that you are here with me. This is kind of a different episode just because it's coming out on a Friday, bonus episode Friday or Saturday, depending. I'm currently recording this during Garrett's nap time, so if he wakes up in the middle of recording, I might have to get up and finish this later because mom life. So I'm sure if you are a mama, you understand that totally, but that is where we are today. I did not get to record this earlier in the week like I was hoping to, so we are just making it work however we can and being okay with that. And that kind of takes us into today's topic that I really wanted to talk to you about, and that is taking a step back and evaluating if your actions are actually helping get you closer to your goal or if they're just keeping you busy. And maybe you like felt that one in your gut a little bit, because I know that was me when I heard this at the event that I was at a couple weeks ago. And a little bit of a step back to just kind of give you a big picture view of what I'm kind of talking about here. I don't know if you like to set goals at the beginning of the year or make like a vision board or pick a word. Those are typically things I enjoy doing as we get closer to a new year starting. So I know I'll be doing that soon. Last year, I made my vision board and picked my word for 2022. And the word I picked for this year was present. I really wanted to focus on being present with Garrett and with my relationships, my marriage, my friendships, and building really strong connection, because I feel like that is a spot in my life that was honestly lacking a little bit, because I tend to get really caught up in working and hitting goals and setting tasks and doing the things and getting those done. And that is a habit of mine that I want to work on, is making sure I'm being present where my feet are, really connecting with people and building those deep, meaningful relationships that I crave and that I think a lot of us crave. So that was my intention when I picked that word for the beginning of the year. And quite honestly, it was one of those years where I picked that word and then I never thought of it again. Like, I had some moments where I was like, oh, I should be soaking this in, or like, wow, this is really awesome, like watching Garrett get older. Of course, I had like small moments like that, but I wasn't really consciously making the decision to be present in my day. I was getting lost in making sure I was doing all of the work things that I thought I should be doing, all of the things for my business that I thought that I quote unquote should be doing. And I totally lost sight of what I really wanted out of this year. And it wasn't until I went to Arizona and went to Sedona and like recentered my energy, and then went to that personal development event and just had my mind, emotions, all that stuff just totally transformed, that I realized what I was missing out on by not being present. And that while I thought I was working towards my goals, I was really working towards goals that other people wanted for me, or goals that I thought I should have, and not what I actually wanted for myself. So it was a really big wake-up call. And within the past 2 weeks since coming home, I can notice just such a huge difference of me actually putting effort forth to be present, to be connected with others, and to not just be like numbing with social media because I'm so stressed out by all of the things I'm trying to do that I didn't actually want to do. And maybe you feel that way, maybe not in the same sense as being present, but maybe you have these health goals that you really, really want to hit, but you're going out partying every weekend, or you're sitting at home watching Netflix and eating like a pint of ice cream every other night, and you're just feeling really stuck and you're wondering why you're not hitting the goals. And you just have to evaluate your actions. So whether that be if you're getting regular movement in, if you're fueling your body with nutritious foods, if you're getting enough sleep, or if your goals are like personal development, getting more connected with your mindset, your emotions, are you taking that time to journal, to do meditation, to practice gratitude? And you really have to sit and reflect without judgment, because it's not about making yourself feel bad or saying like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ate X, Y, and Z yesterday. Like, I'm such a bad person. No, it doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you human. And you just have to use those experiences as a learning experience and evaluate, ask yourself, okay, why did I eat a gallon of ice cream last night? Or why did I stay up so late? Why was I scrolling social media instead of playing with my kid? Like, is it because I'm stressed? Is it because I am setting too high of expectations for myself and I don't feel like I can hit them, so I'm just not trying? Do I need to reassess those goals and make them a little bit smaller and more manageable so I actually enjoy the process of showing up for them? And those are all things that you just really have to ask yourself and sit with and figure out the deep-rooted answer. And it is uncomfortable as hell. Trust me. I know, because I'm right there with you. I'm going through the same exact thing, figuring out why I numb with social media so much or why I keep myself so busy with work. And since I've been asking myself these questions, I've really been learning a lot about myself, and that helps me communicate my goals to Greg, to my family, to my friends even better. As you learn more about why you truly want what you want and why the things that hinder your progress truly hinder your progress, then that just allows you to open up your doors of communication, get more people on board with your goals to help you, and that is just going to ultimately make you more successful in the long run. The more that you can share your goals and open up to others. So I hope that this episode was helpful. It was a really, really quick one, but it was one I just really felt like I needed to share. Like, I was cleaning the kitchen and we have so much stuff to do around our house. And I've really been trying to focus on what brings me joy lately. It's all a part of coming back to being present, is what is going to bring me joy in this moment or in future moments. So like, cleaning the kitchen obviously doesn't really bring me a lot of joy, but when I walk in the kitchen and I don't see piles of dirty dishes, that is going to bring me joy. So I took a little bit of time to clean the kitchen while Garrett's down for the nap. And then I was like, oh, should I like put the laundry away that needs to be put away, or sweep and mop the floors? Or like, my to-do list was just running through my head, which maybe you can relate to. I feel like it's always running through my head. And I was like, oh, what do I want to do next? And I really had to pause for a moment, take the present moment and say, what truly is going to bring me joy? And that was popping on the mic and sharing this message with you, because it's so powerful and it's so important. So it doesn't have to look like what I'm doing. Make it your own. Take it and make it your own. Make it what feels good to you. And it is just going to freaking open the doors for you and help you launch into your freaking goals. So I hope this little episode, pep talky episode, was helpful. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I would just appreciate it so freaking much if you loved this episode, if you could either leave me a review, or if you would share it on social media and tag me so that we can help spread this message. I would be so grateful. And also, before we hop off, I just wanted to tell you about a couple of different ways that we could crush goals together if maybe you want a little added accountability. So I do offer my one-on-one coaching services. So I do, I'm a certified nutrition coach. So if you need help making, building healthy habits around food, around nutrition, I'm your girl. Hit me up. Feel free to ask me any questions, or I will also link my goal setting call in the show notes. It's totally free. We can talk about your nutrition goals, see how we could work well together, and figure all that ish out. I think it would be so fun. I know as the holidays are coming up, it can be really hard to stick with your health goals. So I am here to help support you, make sustainable changes that you can actually carry with you through the holidays into the new year and just start 2023 feeling freaking amazing. And the other service that I offer is a little bit of a pivot from health and wellness, but it's something I've been loving so much lately, is I am also offering virtual assistant services. So if you are a business owner, if you know a business owner, or if you just need some help organizing your life, like I love all things planning. I love making social media content. I help with newsletters, event planning, anything like that. I am here to be a resource for you and just help you simplify the things so that it's sustainable, so that you can spend more time enjoying your life and we can just like freaking bond and have a good time while doing it. So I will link below how you can get in touch with me for that as well. But that is all for today. I hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead. And until next time, just keep on hustling.